Oh, God.
Europe heard the gospel because Paul obeyed the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Over 1900 years ago, as he went, he could not foretell the results that still bring him forth fruit to this day.
Yes.
But he was assured that he went, amen, by the call and by the will of God.
Amen.
We may not see the results of our ministry immediately, but rest assured, God's in control.
Yes.
I told you, Brother Mike Roberts preached a message years ago to ministers' meeting. And Lord willing, I'm trying to go about every other year. We didn't go last year. I'm going to try to go this year. He preached a message down at the ministers' meeting, revival, and nobody knew it. And I later come across that same story in Mattoon, Rob Mattoon. Amen. And I read that story. It touched me when I read it. But Mike Roberts told that story about that lone missionary that was sent all the way down. India was a great big country on the map. And there was a star marked somewhere near the middle of that gigantic country of a lone star missionary. They called him the Lone Star. He was in that country preaching the gospel 17 or 18 years. It was a long time. He was locked up in there, obsolete, no help coming in. Amen. He was locked up in there with a bunch of Muslims and a bunch of people and all that they believe over there, Hindu or whatever. Amen. And paganistic people that did not believe in the one and the true God, Jehovah.
Yeah.
The only God, Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Anyway, he preached Brother Tom all them years, and he never saw one convert. Wouldn't that be hard?
Oh, yeah.
Preached for 17 years and no congregation.
Yeah.
Lord help us. Woo! Yeah. But all that time he preached, he had some knowledge, and he was translating some of the Bibles so that he could in them years into their language. And he translated a whole lot of the Bible. I can't remember all the details. Well, I tried to find it there a while ago. I didn't have enough time to dig through there. I was trying to find that else, that story. Amen. But anyway, all them years he preached and he translated the Bible, Brother Earl. And finally, he got sick and got weary and they had to relieve him and they got him out of there. Amen. Whatever affiliation he is with, sent a new missionary in there and relieved him and got him out of there. And as soon as them new missionaries were in there, it wasn't no time. Hundreds. And then hundreds turned to thousands. And thousands were saved. And that missionary kind of got a little bit depressed. And he said, I was down there 17 years, fruitless. Not one soul got saved out of my ministry. Amen. Until they let him know. And Mike Roberts preached on revival. And nobody knew it. They told him. They said, we're getting reports all from that nation. That people washed your life. You planted a seed. They washed you. And they said, if we ever turn to Christianity, amen, we want to be like that old missionary that was down here. We washed his life. We watched how sold out he was. We watched how he was 100%, amen, sold out to the call and to the will of God. And then we got a hold of some of his scriptures, amen, that he translated in our language. And then they started being saved by the groves, by the hundreds, which turned to thousands. And it turned to a very prosperous ministry down there in India. God was having revival. And nobody knew it. Hey, I come to tell you, hey, God, amen, let's get tuned in to the vision of the Lord. And God will do things when we don't even know about it.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Brother Philip told up earlier the night, he said he met somebody off and they got talking. And they said, well, he said, have you ever been saved? And she said, well, I was saved many years ago. And he said, well, where'd you get saved at? And she said, believe it or not, I got saved in Richlands, a place called the Tabernacle. Brother Philip brightened up. He said, that's where I'm the pastor at.
Yeah.
How'd you get saved down there? She said, well, I was at an old time camp meeting. I was at a camp meeting. I prayed at a camp meeting. Yeah. Nobody even knew it. Amen. It's hard to tell what God's doing. Amen. If you just sell out 100%, give yourself to God. Amen. Nobody can put a measure on what God will do.
Thank you, Lord.
Lastly, look at the victory here. The first victory of the Paul and them, when they got in there, amen, a woman by the name of Lydia, a businesswoman from Thyatira,
yeah.
Amen, a leading city in Asia. She had a religious profession, but her heart was shut to the truth. They got in there, and guess what happened? The gospel got preached to Lydia. Yes. The truth got opened, and right off the bat, Paul, Amen. Just one. How many got saved? Hundreds? Thousands? Off the bat? No. Just one woman named Lydia.
Yes, Lord.
Was it worth it? Yes, Paul, it was worth it. Hey, God. Amen. The Lord opens our ears and our eyes. Amen. And our minds to understand the scriptures that we might know him. Lydia was not half-hearted. She attended to the things that Paul spoke. She was teachable. Amen. I'm going to ask you for a quit here tonight. Are you teachable?
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Are you teachable?
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
No.
You'll never be no help to yourself.
You'll never be no help to nobody else. When you're so mule-headed and so thick-headed, you can't be teachable.
That's right.
Hey, man, I'm using all kinds of car illustrations, but the best athletes in the world has to have a coach to teach them.
Right.
Woo. If you want to correct the best shooters in the world, they've got coaches that watch them to make sure they're doing it right.
Yeah.
Hey, God, the best quarterbacks in the world got somebody watching them to show them how they can improve upon what they're doing.
Right.
And I come to tell you tonight, we got to be teachable. We got to take instruction and say, Lord, help me to do better.
Praise God.
The sign of conversion is when those who confess Jesus with their lips continue in their search of Bible truth. The extent of our quest to know and obey his word will determine our spiritual truth, amen, and our spiritual growth.
Right,
somebody
right.
says they get saved. One of the best indicators to tell if they get saved is are they, amen, have they fell in love with God?
That's it.
Do they pray?
Yeah.
Do they talk about how good God is? Do they read his word? Do they want more of God? Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes.
And beside this, 2 Peter 1:5, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
Yeah.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
The second victory, I preached on victory here and I'm done, proved to be the power of God over Satan. Amen. By a demon-possessed slave girl who was bringing her sorcerers much money in her soothsaying. Amen. They was using this girl for a money maker. Hey, God, I love this. Amen. Satan's strategy was to associate her with God's servant in the minds of the people. Paul and Silas and Dr. Luke gets down there. Amen. And she begins to talk to him. But here's what I like. Paul didn't take up with that devilish thing. Paul didn't rub elbows and say, hey, she's acknowledging us to be the sons of God. No, but he looked at her and he commanded that devil to come out. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hell, not to tell us. We need some men of God like that today. Amen. That knows when the world's trying to associate you. Amen. With things that you don't need to be associated with.
Right.
Amen.
People can be bought off with money. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People can be bought off with a meal or two. Amen.
Come on.
Woo! Well, I'll take you out to eat. Amen. Do this and do that. Hey, God, I heard Brother Russell McDonald say one time, amen, how that this one guy told him, said, don't you know how much money I give? He was wanting his wife, amen, to take part in singing and things like that. Her life didn't measure up with the standards of the church, amen. And Brother Russell told him a time or two, said, well, you know how we believe here? That she wants on the platform, she's got to pray about some things, get some convictions, quit cutting her hair. Hey, God, lay that makeup off and that jewelry off if she's ever going to get on our pulpit. And that guy nudged him on the side and said, don't you know how much I give every week? Hey, you know what that is? That's this old soothsayer. Amen. Here's a man of God, she was trying to say. Paul said, I ain't falling for that garbage.
Hey,
come out,
hey,
devil. Hey. And he cast the devil out of her. Amen. Hey, I feel like there's a lot of people in our churches today. They need the devil cast out. Amen. I said they need the enemy cast out so we can have a Holy Ghost revival.
Hey,
yeah. We need unity in our churches.
Yes,
we need the Holy Ghost amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't need tension.
No.
I'm just about done here. Amen. We don't need tension. Hey, God, we don't need cliques. I'm every one of your friends.
Come on.
If you want to be my friend, I'm your friend. I'm a pretty easy guy to get along with. Amen.
Come on.
And if you want to be my friend, we'll be friends. Amen. Hey, God, I tell you, there's a few things I draw the line on. Amen. You want to talk about me? You want to run me down? You want to run my family down? Amen. Talk about us behind their back. I can't be friends with things like that. Hey, but if you want to get behind the work of God, and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hey, we can be friends and get along in the work of the Lord.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yes.
Yes, God.
Yes.
There's no clicks.
No. Oh, God.
I thank God for everything you guys have ever did for me.
Come on, buddy.
I want you to know that.
Yes, sir.
You ever give a dime in an offering that's been taken up from me? Thank God for that.
Amen.
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 I thank God for that.
Sure.
Hallelujah. You ever shook my hand and said a kind word to me? Thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
You never did. Amen. It's like Christmas time every week or two before Christmas around here. People buys my kids gifts. I thank you for that. And they thank you. Y'all thank them for that, girls? They thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Come on.
Woo!
Come on.
Amen. But I'll tell you how I am. Thank God. Amen. I'll tell you how old Jason is. I thank God for every bit of that. I don't want you to take that lightly. And I don't want you to think, amen, that doesn't mean, that means a lot to me. Hey, I had somebody try to tell me one time along those lines. Don't you know? And I'm trying to keep it very broad. I don't want to be a troublemaker here tonight. Don't you know how much I give to that church? Don't you know, in other words, how much I've done for you? And they were very good to me. But hey, I can't compromise with something that's contrary to this book right here. And before I ever do, hey, I'm being very humble, very honest. Amen. Say this as loving as I can. Amen. You'll have to quit giving. If you're going to hang that over my head, hang that over this church's head, I'm not compromising. Amen. On the Bible, I'm not compromising on standard for a little bit of money, for a little bit of possession. I found out God will bless it other ways. He's got my cattle on a thousand hills. He's got ways to bless that I don't know of. And stand for God. Get a character. Get a backbone. Teach your kids right. And God will be faithful.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy, 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 holy.
Come on now.
A little longer than I usually preach tonight, but I told you I got a burden on my heart.
Come on.
Stand for God. Teach your kids to do right.
Yeah.
Teach them character.
Come on.
My girls just told me a little bit of that stuff was so-and-so does this and so-and-so does that. You know what they get from old dad? They're tired of hearing it, but I don't care what so-and-so does. This is the painter house.
All right.
And here's what the painters are going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Woo!
That's
right. And that's what we're going to do.
Amen. Holy.
Yes.
I like this. We was up there with Nick. Some of you don't know Nick. Nick King. I don't know if anybody here knows Nick. He's a young preacher out of Richlands Church of Prayers 23. Shaper pastor that's in Roanoke, Virginia. We was up there eating one night at that pizza place. And
Nick got in a hurry, man. It was 7 till 10. How old's that girl he's dating? 20? She's 23 too? I thought she's a little bit older.
I think she's a little bit older than him, 25 or something. 25 years old. Her dad's the oldest pastor in Roanoke, Virginia, Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, when my grandpa, Claiborne, my dad's dad, had open heart surgery and died up at Roanoke Hospital up there in Virginia. Michael Schaefer went up there and visited my grandpa. He was hours and hours away up there. And Mike Roberts called him up and said, hey, Brother Schaefer, Mike's friends with my Uncle Larry. And that was my Aunt Patsy's dad, too. And he said, Larry Stevens, a pastor way up here in West Virginia, got a dad at Michael Schaefer, went up there and visited my grandpa and prayed with him. Had him several times come up there. That meant a lot to me. Amen. But anyway, he's got a daughter that's dating Nick of Richlands Church up here. And last Sunday night, it was 7 minutes till 10. Nick, he realized, boy, it's late. We just sat down trying to order. You know how it is, a big group come in there. Man, he's getting antsy. He said, I got to go, boys. I got to go here and talk to my girlfriend. And he's in antsy. I didn't know what was going on. We get out there and they was laughing. Some of them guys said, Brother Schaefer's hard on them girls. Said, them girls ain't allowed to talk on the phone past 10 o'clock.
All right.
25 years old.
Think of that.
10 o'clock. Phone shuts off. Woo!
Precious.
Hey, give me some good ideas. Amen. Praise. 10 o'clock, phone sets off. Amen.
All right.
Come on.
It's about 10:01. Old Nick come walking in there, buddy.
Shut her off. Amen. Woo! You know why? Because dad's put enough in them girls. I don't believe they do it begrudgingly. I don't believe they do it, amen, with a bad attitude, a bad feeling. Amen. But their dad's put something down in them. Then you're going to live in this house. Amen. Thank God, if you're going to go to this church and do right, you're going to listen to what dad's put in you. And he's put some character in them girls.
All right.
Of them told me, said, you'll never find better girls than them safer girls. Hey, I come to tell us, let's get some character. Let's get some Holy Ghost. Let's get some ability to let God lead and guide us. You won't be sorry down the road.
Right. Right.
That's right.
You won't be sorry mom and dad was hard on you.
Right.
Come on.
Sometimes I've heard people say mom and dad was hard on me, but back then I didn't know why.
But years down the road, they're like, well, I'm glad mom and dad was hard on me.
Yeah.
But Tom, I've heard him say it.
Been there.
I've heard some of you say that. But Tom said his mom and dad was hard on him. His cousin can run and do anything he wants to. His cousin ended up in jail.
Yeah.
Ended up in the prison.
Yeah.
Amen. Mom and dad was hard on Tom. Tom ended up pretty good, didn't he, Joe?
Yeah. You asked the wrong one, brother.
Woo! Great. Oh, I'm done. Amen. Why? Amen. Because they put a little bit of character down in him. Amen. Hey God, be a men and women, be girls and boys of character.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Stay with me in this house.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I didn't have time to preach it all out. So the second victory was I cast the devil out of this woman. Third victory was, I gave you a pre-shot of it earlier. The third victory was down in a Philippian jail. Paul and Silas, black and blue, beat, blood running out of bodies. Maybe their eye about half swollen, half shut together where they beat them men.
Yeah.
Because of this incident.
Yeah.
They cast the devil out of this woman.
Yeah.
And it caused their soothsayers much gains. The Bible said they made a lot of money through this woman. They cast the devil out of her, so people wasn't going to come let her read the crystal ball and palm their hands anymore. And it cost these men money. And they came and they persecuted and laid many stripes on Paul and Silas. Surely now they're saying, maybe we should have went down to Asia. Maybe we should have went down there. We're out of the will of God. But the Bible said along about midnight, Paul and Silas began to sing and praise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And the foundations of that jail began to shake.
Right.
The foundation of that jail began to tremble.
Hallelujah.
And the jail fell down. Hallelujah. Hey God, when that old jailer come to, the Bible said he grabbed his sword and he would have fallen down on it to kill himself. He was going to kill himself. But Paul, the Bible said, shouted with a loud voice and said, do thyself no harm, for we're all still here.
That's it.
Somebody help me on this pen. I'm done. Amen. For we're all still here. Do thyself no harm. What happened? Amen. Old jailer come to and he said, boys, all the prisoners are still here. Here's the man of God. And he said, hey, you guys have penetrated my heart. I've seen you all black and blue. I've seen you still in here with the goods. I've seen you still men of character.
Yes.
Amen. I've seen you singing and praising. He got a hold on me. What must I do to be saved?
Holy God. Holy.
Holy Ghost, the third victory. And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and thy house shall be saved.
Yes.
What happened? He got saved. This old Philippian jailer got saved. Amen. And all of his house got saved. And what did he do as soon as he got saved? He began to serve.
Yeah.
Amen. What did he do? He went down and got baptized that very same night. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And after he got baptized, then what did he do? The Bible said he began to wash. Amen. And bandage up the wounds that was on Paul and Silas's back. He began to, amen, work for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because he got a change in his heart.
Change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, I'm preaching here tonight on the birth of the church. If we're ever going to come out of that spiritual desert we've been in, if we're ever going to get in the will of God and let God's will flourish in our life, we got to get in tune with Him.
That's it.
And quit doing things on our own, doing how we want to do it. You better do it how God wants to do it.
That's it. Yeah.
Better be faithful to God.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to get behind something 100%. Whatever it is you're behind, if Paul went to Asia, I believe he'd have been 100% with it. But God said, no, Paul, I want you to go to Europe. I want you to go to Macedonia. He got the Macedonia call, and he went to Macedonia. And he could have got bitter, said, I'd rather be down here preaching. But no, he gave it 100% where God put him
at. Yes, he did. 100%.
And he saw victory. He saw people saved. And we later find the church was birthed starting right here in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. We find the Philippian church began to blossom right here.
Thank God.
Because a man give God everything.
Holy, holy.
And this altar call right here tonight as they begin to play. It's a serious here. I've been burdened all day long. How many said, Lord, right here on this Sunday night, I ain't been giving you all like I need to. I ain't been giving God my talents and my ability 100%. I ain't been giving the church my talents and my ability 100%. I hadn't been standing behind the man of God that you put me under 100%. But God, I'm going to do it tonight. And by doing that, I'm going to find and the blessings of the Lord start raining down. Don't do it begrudgingly. You don't give begrudgingly. You don't serve begrudgingly. But we give it all. We give it all so He can pour out His blessings. Come on, come on, come on. Lord, help us tonight. God, help us tonight. Oh, God. Somebody needs some help in this house.
Excuse.
Praise God.
I got to give it all to you, Lord. I got to give it all to you, Jesus.
Yeah. Take all that I have been and give.